Hello, More Than Small Talk friends. This is Jennifer. Each week, we'll share a little more encouragement as a follow-up to our latest episode. Today, I'm sharing some thoughts on remembering joy. When my grandmother's memory started slipping, we were all afraid as it became evident that something was very wrong. Later, the doctors confirmed that it was, in fact, what we all feared. She had dementia, something she would say when things will end up missing, or she forgot the names of something or someone. She would say, "You might as well laugh." And then she would laugh. Through tears, our family would join her, following her beautiful example. I knew that she was a woman trapped in her own body, but she was clinging to joy as long as she could. In her right mind, even with it slipping, she gave joy an invitation into her pain and uncertain future. While she misplaced and lost things, we found ourselves missing the real her. But as long as she could laugh, I knew that all wasn't lost. She was still in there somewhere. But as the disease progressed, her laugh became a lost thing too. It was the longest, most painful goodbye. And even though I miss her so much, I see traces of her everywhere because she left so many good examples for us to remember. Joy, love that never dies, memories that are too sweet to fade. My beloved taught me that each day could be an invitation for joy that could outshine deep sadness. An invitation for joy, even in our pain, is what it means to count it all joy. There's something profound and powerful about joy that somehow you can feel both joy and pain if you're brave enough. It doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be both. Joy is something we pursue and invite into our lives, even when everything is going wrong. James 1 verses 2 through 4 says this: "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Even when it's hard, we can trust that eventually our hearts will not be in a place of lack. There's an invitation for God's strength in our weaknesses. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 11 tells us about a grace that's sufficient for us, that His power is made perfect in our weaknesses. With God, our weaknesses and our strength stand side by side. You might feel like a failure, but you're not. You're in the perfect place to find supernatural strength that never runs on empty. Daily, we can invite joy into our lives. We can dwell on the good things. We can allow our praise to be a weapon as we remind ourselves how faithful God has been and will continue to be. Friends, our joy will not become a lost thing. You can find what I read today on my blog at jenniferrenewatson.com. Holly, Susie, and I will have another episode for you soon. Thanks for listening, and share this with a friend so that they can be encouraged too.